The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford.
Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about part one of our discussion on natural gas.
The transition from dirty to clean energy won't happen overnight. Clean energy made up only about 19% of all energy sources across the globe last year. Fossil fuels made up the remaining 81% of power generation. And even with all the growth we're seeing in the space, the research group Economist Intelligence Unit expects clean energy to grow its market share to just 22% by 2032. Now, we are more optimistic on clean energy's potential to grow its market share throughout the 2020s, but there's no question that the rate of growth will be slow. That means we'll need a stable source of power while the clean energy transition gets underway. And that's where dirty energy comes in. The U.S. and other countries need to upgrade the infrastructure of their current power systems to accommodate clean energy.
That will take decades and massive amounts of money, meaning more huge tax increases to us taxpayers that we can't afford.
And right now, billions of dollars are flowing into building out dirty infrastructure around the globe. And a lot of that has centered around a surge in demand for natural gas. You know, Europe used to depend on Russia for its energy needs. As recently as March of 2022, Russian gas made up more than 40% of all of European gas imports. But that changed almost the moment Russia rolled its tanks across the Ukrainian border. Europe was forced to cut off its largest natural gas supplier, and now sanctions and the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines, which run under the Baltic Sea between Russia and Germany, have left a huge hole in the continent's energy industry. Natural gas is an integral part of Europe's economy. Last year, the continent imported 170 billion cubic meters, or BCMs, of which more than 51 BCM, about 30%, was used to power the energy grid. Another 41 BCM, or 24%, went toward household uses like cooking and heating homes. And more than 30 BCM, slightly more than 20% of imports, were allocated to the industrial sector. So in early 2022, the uncertainty of the gas supply sparked fears that Europe wouldn't be able to meet its power demand. Some countries even instituted certain demand caps, like limits on heating homes to ensure there was enough gas to get through the hot summer and cold winter months.
Well, that sent prices soaring.
Yes, European natural gas prices spiked multiple times in 2022 and eventually reached a high of nearly 350 euros, about $375, per megawatt hour, a 400% increase from the start of the year. But such moves are not sustainable. Natural gas prices have plummeted and now trade at their lowest level since August of 2021. The nearly 90% drop marked the largest six-month decline in history. The pullback can be attributed to two things. First, Europe's winter did not end up being as cold as anticipated. Citizens were not struggling to stay warm, so there was no extra stress placed on the continent's gas supply. And second, other countries stepped in to fill the gap left by Russian sanctions. Europe imported more than 40% of its 2021 natural gas supply from Russia. Now that figure is closer to 10%, with nearly 90% of its natural gas imports coming from countries other than Russia.
One of the major ones being the United States.
Yes, the U.S., Qatar, and Norway have increased their energy exports to Europe the most. Altogether, they now account for more than 50% of European gas imports. Importantly, most of the imports from other countries replacing Russian gas come in more transportable form in liquefied natural gas, or LNG. So in the future, the U.S. plans to play an even larger role in European energy. Norway's oil and gas production increased slightly between 2021 and 2022, but it's still about 12% lower than the record production rate set back in 2004. Even accounting for the country's estimated production increases through 2024, Norway's output would still be 5% below its all-time high. Meanwhile, U.S. producers are expected to set records in natural gas output this year and next. In 2015, the U.S. became a net exporter of natural gas for the first time in 60-plus years, and it hasn't ever looked back. A lot of that gas is going to Europe, and in 2022, the U.S. more than doubled its natural gas exports to the continent continent and was Europe's largest gas supplier in the first half of the year. And the U.S. has continued to increase exports since transporting 23% more natural gas to the European Union in January than it did during the same time last year. So Europe increased its natural gas imports by 63% in 2022, largely reflecting concerns about the supply. So while that growth will slow this year, imports are still forecast to hit another record in 2023.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful.